podcast that you're listening to is being presented to you with the cooperation of the SJ Network. If you're a person who needs a publicist and you want to appear on podcasts, contact Stephen Joyner at s-j-network.com. Let's get on with the show.
Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Now, podcasting from the Sherpa Chalet on Mount Podcastia, here's your host, Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Hello there, Rebels, and welcome to Too Many Podcasts. It's Halloween, really. Okay, maybe you're listening to it on a day that's not October 31st, but it's Halloween here. It's always Halloween. I don't know. Maybe if we're easily scared. But anyway, hi. This is our Halloween special, and I love having a Halloween special. And today, we're going to talk to a witch. I'm not kidding. I got to talk to Reverend Mella Borowski down in South Carolina, and she is an actual witch. And I got to learn so much about witchcraft that I didn't really suspect. Is there any little scary stories in here? There's something in here that might spook you out a little bit, but don't worry. She's not the type that you need a house to fall on her or anything like that. We don't want anything like that to happen. No, we're highly liable here at the Sherpa Chalet. So check out my interview right now with Mella Borowski and learn a thing or two about witchcraft. Hello there, Rebels. We are in the spirit room of the Sherpa Chalet, and I've got an interesting guest. Her name is Reverend Mella Borowski, and she is the host of Bell Book and Candle. And she's a little bit more than a podcaster, folks. She is an ordained pagan minister who has been practicing spiritual witchcraft, and she's also a hypnotherapist and a spiritual leader as well. And she's coming to us tonight down in lovely South Carolina. So Mella, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I was looking at your bio and there are just so many questions here. Maybe we should start with the beginning. So maybe it'll probably give me an understanding of some of the other stuff. What first attracted you to witchcraft?
It's really strange that I got attracted to witchcraft because I grew up in a fundamentalist evangelical cult type space, but I had a lot of psychic gifts as a child. I had experiences. I was seeing ghosts and just all these types of things, and I didn't understand it. And of course, my church at the time was telling my parents and me and teaching us that this was satanic, you know, devilish, all that sort of thing. So I did not have an understanding about what type of person I was and why I could do certain things. And oddly enough, as I got older into my late 20s, I started playing Dungeons and Dragons, and I played a druid, and I started doing research because that's what I do. And I ran into all these websites that were real witches and real druids and real magic. And I thought, wow, as I started studying, I thought, wow, that's me. That's what fits me. And so like a lot of people say who come to paganism, who find witchcraft, it was like coming home. It was like finally understanding who you were.
I'm a little concerned with the terminology here. Now, is it okay? I mean, do you call yourself a witch? Do you?
I do.
Okay. So that's appropriate to say, you're a witch. I mean, as long as you're obviously not saying it derogatorily.
Yes. No, some people don't choose to use the term witch because of how derogatory it is. But I decided several years ago, I was in the broom closet, as they call it, for a long time. But I decided, hey, that's what people know. People are going to kind of understand a little bit. I'm going to reclaim it. I'm a witch. I'm a green hedge witch, in fact.
Okay, that's my first question. What does that mean? What is a green hedge witch?
So that's two types of witches. There's kitchen witches and cottage witches and all these sort of things. So a green witch is all about herbalism and plants and nature and crystals, the moon, the sun. They're very nature green, outside oriented. And then a hedge witch is, it's very similar to shamanism. So a hedge is just a symbol or a word that is talking about stepping from the physical world into the spiritual world. You go across the hedge or through the hedge. And that's how I do a lot of my magic, my and practice my paganism. I go on journeys, as a shaman might call it. But I go into meditation and I travel into the spirit world. So that's why I call myself a green hedge witch. That's pretty much incorporates a lot of my practice.
Yeah, I know that there's a religion called Wicca. Now, Wicca is different from paganism, right?
Wicca is a tradition under paganism. So that would be like saying that Presbyterian is a Christian. So Wiccan is a pagan.
Okay, so they are tied in, I guess, but maybe the specifics of it get a little different.
Yeah, there's specific religion and they have their own rules and how they practice things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you are the founder of the Green Wild Tradition.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly is that?
That's my own personal path, because that's the thing about paganism. You can follow your own path. You can create your own, what you practice, your rituals and things like that. And that's what I'm doing. And I founded Green Wild Mystical Academy because of my tradition, but it's just how I practice. And it's the green hedge witch thing that I was just talking about. And it's just all built around that. That's my particular style of my practice. And what's interesting is that being a witch and being a pagan are two separate things, even though they work together, because I have friends that are Christian witches. I know Jewish witches. I know atheist witches. So you can be a witch and be any spirituality or no spirituality. I just happen to be a pagan witch.
What are some of the misconceptions that people have about witches?
Oh my goodness. There's so many.
What are the bigger ones?
One of the ones I already mentioned, and that is about witches worshiping or being in league with the devil, in league with Satan. Most witches, at least the ones I know, most pagans, they don't even believe Satan exists, let alone us being in league with him. So that's a big one. Also, the thing about Wicca, a lot of people think all witches are Wiccan. So that's a huge one that I like to talk about, because that's actually one that people misunderstand a lot. Mm-hmm. I think people think that it's, how do I word this? People think that it is just this kind of women centered only, running around a fire naked kind of a thing. And there's a lot more to it than that. And it's not just women. Witches can be any gender, and any gender does call themselves a witch. And it's really a spiritual path. It's how you live your life. So I think that, you know, people see the Halloween decorations and they see the witch on the broom flying across the moon. And no, witches don't actually fly across the moon on a broom. But they may have black cats and they may have animals and things like that. Those are the big ones about Wicca and just we're not worshiping Satan. We're not out there doing all this crazy stuff, just a bunch of feminists, you know, no men allowed type thing.
Yeah. And I guess if you probably could fly by the moon, you would probably been getting phone calls from Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos going,
probably so.
I have a plan.
Probably so. There is a type of, it's called flying ointment, and they would actually use poisonous plants in it, but it would produce this euphoric psychedelic state, and that's where the flying comes from. So they would use this to go on flying trips, but they just happened to not be doing it in the physical world. That's actually where that whole kind of myth comes from.
You mentioned the Halloween thing where, like you said, yeah, I guess people kind of get that image right off the bat,
yeah.
But not like that. I mean, not unless
like
people
that.
Have a pointy hat.
Well, I do have a pointy hat. Some
okay.
people do have pointy hats.
So, I mean, is there a thing about casting spells? I mean, is there? Mm-hmm. There is. Okay.
Yeah. I cast spells. If you think about words being power, mm-hmm. we all cast spells and we all cast curses. And that's what I, a spell is. To me, a spell might mean that I have certain ingredients and I light a candle and I say certain words, which may sound very much like a prayer, but someone else, they might meditate and they're still setting out an intention and trying to change the universe around them. So to me, a spell is not, you know, you bring out this big book like you see on TV and all these little squigglies are coming. People just have this very media-centered view on witchcraft. And if you really break it down to what a spell is, sure, we may do it a little fancy sometimes rather than someone else, but all of us are saying nasty things to somebody else, saying nasty things to ourselves. And that's casting a spell. That's casting a curse. That's creating your reality around you. So I do. I have spells for all sorts of things, and I have seen them work because we're powerful people.
Yeah, you were talking about your path. I mean, what do you mean by your path?
Path is a very special word to me, and that's what I use and teach about just finding out what... It's like someone who would choose to be a Jewish, practice a Jewish path.
Their like a spiritual journey.
Is that, yeah, it's like their journey. It's what they choose. And you may have someone on another journey right beside you and over here doing different things. But we're all trying to get to the same thing. But that's just what I choose to. I guess a good description would be a container. My path is my container for my spirituality.
Okay. A lot of what you do is based, you said, very holistic and very spiritual because it ties in to a lot of crystals and a lot of things from the earth as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that crystals have power. So I would really be considered an animist because I believe in the spirit in everything. I talk to the trees and I feel like nature, every part of it from the earth to wind, everything like that, animals, they all have spirit. They all have intelligence in some form. And so I work with them and have experiences with them.
Which I guess ties in with a lot of like Wiccan and pagan, where you're in tune with the earth and the moon and the sun and everything that's around you.
Yeah, that's a big tenet of paganism. And there's a lot of different... paganism is this umbrella term with so many different things underneath it. But one term that's used to describe us is earth-centered. And so just like you're saying, the cycles and nature and all that, you're going to find that very common in anything under paganism. And also the interconnectedness of everything. And we're not separated from the divine. We're part of the divine. We're part of the universe. And we're part of nature around us. And that's a huge thing that pagans believe as well.
Now, you've also written a couple of journals as well. Do you want to talk about, a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So the last one that I just put up is one that helps you manifest using the moon cycles. So there's energies that I believe are connected to different moon cycles, and it just takes you through figuring out what your intention is, what do you want to manifest, and it allows you to use the full moon, the new moon, waning and waxing, just to formulate through a whole month whatever it is that you are trying to get to. So in a sense, it's like casting a month-long spell, and my journal has 13 different times that you can go through when you're guided through setting this manifestation intention to happen. And the other one is just a spell and ritual journal. And you just keep up with what you're doing and what are the results and what time of year was it and what was the moon phase. And that allows you to track when you're most powerful.
With what you know about witchcraft and obviously you've studied it too, it's not just a casual hobby or anything like that. So we want to make that very known to the listeners. She's not a casual witch. I guess you could probably have those, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I tell people all the time, I'm not a witch just on a full moon. I'm a witch all day, every day, 24/7, everything I do.
Now, with what you know about that, though, how do you think it's enhanced your life, maybe as like compared to other people?
It has given me a sense of freedom that I didn't have before. And I'm almost 50. I'll be 50 this year. So there were a lot of years, maybe half my life, that I was so lost. I didn't know how to even have this connection with the divine. And now I just feel like I have found peace. I have found freedom. And then a big thing for me that I like to talk even with my clients about is the sovereignty. And sovereignty is just taking responsibility for your actions and your reactions. That's all you can control. And so witchcraft and paganism has really connected me to this community of more than just people. And it has just allowed me to really be my authentic self and just be happy with how my life is right now. And if I want to change something, I change it.
And you work with clients, is this for like the healing arts and for hypnotherapy?
I do. I went back to school several years ago and I got certified in hypnotherapy and some other different healing modalities, auricular therapy, things like that. And I have a business and I do hypnosis, past life regression, and spiritual coaching guidance and that sort of things. I do oracle cards. I throw bones. So all that sort of thing comes into what I do with my business.
So does the hypnotherapy tie into witchcraft, or it's kind of going like more alongside of it, I guess?
You can use it for certain things. I will use it to help guide someone maybe into a journey. Maybe they want to go meet their spirit guide, or they want to go have a conversation with their deity or something like that. I can use hypnosis to do that, because basically hypnosis is a skill and you can write whatever words you want to happen. Someone can come to me for pretty much anything and I can do it. Anything from stopping smoking to having a conversation with a deceased loved one.
Do you do it like a seance? Is that a fair word to use, or am I kind of getting a little too metaphysical here?
I have never done what people would term a seance. I am called to go in and get rid of entities, and I've had a lot of experiences with entities. Mm-hmm. But for something like that, it's more using your clairvoyance, using your intuition, and just communicating. It's not, you know, the whole sitting around and having everyone else have the experience. You're more like a channel and you are giving information to them.
All right. So we got to talk, of course, about your podcast, Bell, Book, and Candle. How long have you been doing it?
I started it in 2020, so about mid-2020.
Okay. So what gave you the inspiration to do this? Just with you, was it a matter of just wanting to share your knowledge?
I teach a lot. I love to teach. And with the pandemic, I wasn't doing a lot. I was doing a little bit on Zoom, but my job, I work at a museum where I train docents, and they let me go. They let all part-time people go because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And so I had a lot of time on my hands. And I mean, I live on a farm, but there's only so much you can do. So I said, you know what? Since I love to teach people, I mentor people, I need to do a podcast. But because of my background with the healing arts, it became more like a witchy wellness type of podcast. So I have anything that would be of interest to a witchy, mystical, metaphysical audience. Anything from, I mean, I had someone on talking about IBS and poop. And I wrote, witches poop too. All the way to people talking about their paranormal experiences and how to cast spells and how to find happiness and life purpose. So it's very much a witchy wellness podcast.
Okay. Do you have a favorite types of episodes that you like doing when you're doing your podcast, or whatever comes your way?
I love talking to people who are very just enjoyable and funny and charismatic about anything. Mm-hmm. It's always difficult to have a guest who doesn't really want to talk. So the topic for me doesn't matter, because I get lots of really interesting topics. But my favorite ones are the people who are just very energetic and just love what they do. And you can tell when you're talking to them.
That is the best part of doing podcasts, especially when you have people with stories to tell. And
yes,
I'm talking to you, and you know, this is just fascinating. You know, hearing about, you know, something like this for the first time. So, I mean, for weeks I was going like, I'm going to be interviewing a witch this week, and I was like, is that right? Am I saying the right word here? We've got to find these things out. Now, do you have kids?
I have two.
Okay.
I have one son and a non-binary child.
Okay. do they follow what you follow as well, or do they kind of have to make up their own mind as they're getting older?
We have always allowed them to make up their own mind. My husband is, I say is, but he hasn't been to church in a while, but he is a Christian. So mm-hmm. he took them to church until they got to the age where they could choose whether they wanted to go. And now my oldest child is 23, and he's a little bit interested in the paranormal stuff. As far as, hey, maybe mom, I'll come out with you when you go clear a house or something like that. Mm-hmm. And my youngest is very much like I was as a child, very intuitive, old soul, definitely psychic gifts. But in college right now, not really wanting to be involved in this. And so they can do their own thing. At some point, maybe they'll come to mom and say, hey, teach me this and I'll be ready.
Yeah. Now you just use an interesting question. You to go clear a house like of spirits?
Yes.
So people, like, they call you up and they say, Mella, I think my house is haunted. Yes. Get these people out of here.
Yes, they do. That, as a pagan minister, and I don't advertise really that either, okay, but just by word of mouth, people get in touch with me and they say, oh yeah, that's you. Someone will hear a problem. Oh, you need to call Mella. And I have been out to clear land. I've been to clear houses, and I've had to clear people as well, just of having attachments on them, negative entities on them.
Was there anything that particularly scared you when you were doing this, or you just kind of understand that this is part of that world?
There is one time that I was very disturbed. Well, I've had interesting situations, but I don't go into that with fear. Mm-hmm. I know that there's bigger and badder things than me, but I fake it till I make it type of thing. And even if they're already starting to mess with me, I go in and I say, I am the most powerful thing in this house right now. And I just act like I am the biggest and baddest. And I've had good luck with things. I've helped a lot of people, but I know there's other things. There was one time that we went pretty recently, and I took a whole group with me, and the entity, there was some sort of portal situation going on, like you see on haunted movies.
Okay.
But we had to kind of confine the entity into one little spot in the yard because these people were not able to sell this beautiful $1 million home because there was this terrible, terrible energy and things happening inside of it. So we kind of put it in a little space outdoors and said, okay, sell your house now because this ain't going to hold forever. But that's kind of the worst one that I ever really was involved in, because that was not something that even all of us could say, hey, get out of here, mm-hmm. because it was not happening.
And the stuff that people see on TV, like where there are haunted houses and stuff like that, is that really close to reality with what you do, or is it a little close? How would you assess it?
I think it just depends on what it is. I think the haunting of Hill House was probably, even though it's kind of a psychological thing, that felt a lot to me about what people experience. Some of them, I've never experienced poltergeists. I'm not saying they don't exist, but I've mm-hmm. never been there when a glass flew out of a cabinet at me. But I have been at a place that by the time I left, I had scratches that took a week to heal down both of my arms.
And you didn't know where they came from. They just appeared.
No, they appeared. And when we first walked in, someone with us got scratches and got sick and had to leave. Several hours later, I ended up with scratches it looked like fingernails down both of my arms. And I had not run into anything. All I was doing was using my pendulum. We were doing smoke cleansing. And yeah, somehow I got those scratches.
Ooh. Now I'm getting a chill here. Okay, so let's move on to something a little bit brighter, Mel.
Okay.
So you are a podcast fan also. So what are some of the podcasts that you like to listen to?
My favorite podcasts are both from the other side of the world. So Walking the Shadowlands is amazing. Do you like that one?
I interviewed the lady.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've been on her show and she's been on mine, and she's amazing. great show. And the other one is Quantum Living with Anna, and she's in Australia, and she's really amazing as well. Talks about manifestation and magic, and I was recently on hers as well. But I really like them, and I've been following Walking the Shadowlands for years, way before I ever made my own podcast.
Yeah, I've heard of some of those episodes too, and yeah, she's told me some of her experiences as well.
Yes. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
She probably scared me more than anyone I've ever talked to, because she told me about the black-eyed kids.
Yes.
And I'd never heard about those. And I thought, oh, my goodness, no, don't come to my window.
Okay. So we have something called shameless self-promotion. And this is where you can let everybody know where they can follow you or get in touch with you or anything else you'd like to share with them.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you having me on. I really appreciate that. And if you want to follow my podcast, Bell Book and Candle, I have a website, podpage.com/bell-book-candle. I'm on Facebook as well. And that's Bell with an E, like Southern Bell. And I have Green Wild Mystical Academy. We do all sorts of pagan classes. I do classes on spiritual gifts. I do classes on being an empath. So it's not just witchy stuff. There's all sorts of really cool stuff on there. And that's at greenwildacademy.thinkific.com.
Okay. Mela, this has been so fascinating. I like learning about other worlds and other walks of life. And this has been just great. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for being so nice about it, because you don't always get everyone that's nice about it. So thank you.
Be a rebel. Follow the show at Shivolution on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And now it's time for Sherpa Suggestions.
So if you would like to hear some podcasts with definitely a supernatural bend or maybe even a little spooky Halloween bit, we've got some suggestions for you. We have, of course, Bell Book and Candle, and you can learn a little bit about witchcraft and a couple of other cool things that Mela's got brewing. Get it? Get it? You can listen to, of course, one of my very personal favorites, Odd Tonic. We love our Maxwell and Jennifer. They're just fantastic. Hopefully we'll be hearing some new stuff from them very shortly. And if you haven't heard them, this is a great time to catch up and listen and just enjoy it. And also there is Beyond the Shadowlands with Marianne. That's also the podcast that Mela mentioned during our interview. There is also a podcast called Halloweenies, a Freddy Krueger podcast. The Blood Buddies Horror Podcast. The Dead Meat Podcast. As opposed to live beat? I don't know. And the No Sleep Podcast. But don't say I didn't warn you. Some of these are a little spooky. You know, kind of like my last cable bill. Once again, a very special thank you to Mela Borowski for coming by the show. And this was so educational and lots of fun. And you know what? While you guys are out there, don't eat too much candy if you would like. You could save a little bit for the Sherpa. And we will see you next time. And don't forget, you can listen to us on Friday mornings at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Helium Radio Network. I'm on the internet radio. Woohoo! And you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Sherpalution. And if you'd like to hear any of our shows, new or old, just go to my website, sherpalution.com. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next time with another wonderful interview. Happy Halloween!
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Shepalition! Viva la Shepalition! Oh. Yell, come back now, you hear?